Protecting Cells. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Some critics are incredulous that the president would choose embryonic stem cell research for his first veto. But maybe there's a way to understand why the president would want to do something for these cells. You have to agree that stem cells get a pretty raw deal even with the veto. We create them, then we freeze them, and we forget about them. Then one day their parents get tired of paying for storage, and then they thaw, and then that's it. And there's no law to stop that. I suppose you can't do too much, because then we'd be flooded with stem cells from other countries seeking refuge. But if we're going to be consistent about protecting potential life, we would have to go the next step. I think of those virginity pledges that teenagers sometimes take. We all know that these are young people who want to have sex, but then they take a pledge and purposely do not. Well, every time people who want to have sex purposely do not, that also means a potential human being never gets a chance. And even with older couples, how many times has fatigue or a headache or just having a bad day suppressed potential life? Figures on birth rates show that the problem is particularly pronounced among white people. Immigrants are creating a lot of human life, but white couples are barely replacing themselves. Which is why the next step, if we really care about potential life, is legislation setting a required minimum level of heterosexual sex. The nation is ready, the time is right, and I think that would finally be a piece of legislation that everybody can support. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.